Hello. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and it's emergency episode time. We're here again. It's way too many emergency episodes. Way too many. I think the first one was back in 2019. Oscar Tshiebwe bouncing for personal reasons ends up at University of Kentucky. And here we are. Darren DeVries accepts the head coaching job at Indiana University. And I said last offseason, Darren DeVries was a real G because he moves in silence like lasagna. Real G's moves, they move in silence. And I was, and I get plenty wrong on this podcast. I had that one right. Darren DeVries is a real G. And it pains me to say that when I was saying he was a real G in a positive connotation, he stayed true to his character and did not make an announcement or thank Mountaineer fans. Maybe he'll do that tomorrow. He said lots of things in his introductory press conference about only leaving for a place that was special, and he's not the first or the last coach that will say things and then leave for what they consider a better opportunity. But he's gone. And so is Jonathan Powell. He hit the transfer portal. So did Kelvin Odey, one of the incoming freshman recruits. He decommitted. So did the American Pie singer's son. Oh, wait, the UCLA great, what is his name? McLean. He's out, decommitted, and it's happening. This happened. Well, it's happened. It's just a never ending cycle, is what it feels like. It's the guy who spent 23 seasons at two schools, spent one season in Morgantown. He did not win 20 games for the first time. So that's a bummer. And believe me, the internet, the tinfoil hats out in full force, the timing of Tucker's injury, the validity of Tucker's injury. When did Darren DeVries have a deal with Indiana? Was it in February? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Said that in the last episode. I'm telling you what's out there. But, and it's a bummer. This is an absolute bummer. It sucks. We are searching for, we're going to get our fourth coach in less than 22 months. And I said in the last episode that if Darren DeVries leaves after we didn't make the NCAA tournament, still haven't printed a bracket update. Probably not going to watch the NCAA tournament this year. Just go take a break. This last week has been a lot. But I said in the last episode of Unreasonable Doubt that if Darren DeVries is leaving, this episode right now would be the last episode of Unreasonable Doubt. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going. That affects dozens of people. I can't quit the podcast. I can't quit at the low. We talked about stocks on this podcast. You don't. I would be the definition of buying high, starting the podcast in Javon's senior season, Javon Carter, and finishing after this 22-month stretch. That would be buying very high and selling at an absolute low. It's been a rough week from May 2023 to before Darren DeVries got here. That was a rough 10 months. Really rough. Pick a thing that happened. Extremely rough. And this season was not all roses. There were rough spots this season. But overall, the basketball experience this season was great. Jevon Small was a revelation this season. He was named honorable mention All-American. Watching Sincere Harris play defense this season, incredible. I'll never forget Ed-Andre 3000. I just like saying Ed-Andre 3000. And whether Darren DeVries is still the coach, gone, those two guys and others came here for a year and they weren't coming back next year. And Sincere Harris playing defense, incredible. Did I already say that? But there was a ton. I had, this season was a blast compared to last season. With love and respect to Josh Island. But I can't, it's a bad strategy to podcast, start podcasting at a high and quit podcasting on a low. It just doesn't make any sense. You got to buy the dips. And I'm hanging in. I'm going to keep doing this. Yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, my mental health has taken taken a hit from Saturday around 6:30, or I'm sorry, Sunday from 6:30 p.m. to as I'm recording this right now. It's been brutal. No sugarcoating that. Can't fake it. I'm going to do the camis. The next episode will be the camis. The camis are back. Darren DeVries can't take the camis away. We're going to celebrate the 2024-2025 season because it's worth celebrating. NCAA can't take that away. There were awesome times. There were awesome wins. 19 of them. Some more awesome than others. And those are worthy to be celebrated. And the guys who played this season in the Mountaineer uniform that wore the Jerry West patch, they will be honored. But now we're in coach search season. The next coach will bring in a whole new wave of players. There'll be, once again, a ton of activity. Poor Ofri Nwabe. Ofri? What a ride for him. It's really something. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of changes in coaches, assistants, obviously a new head coach. And hope will spring anew. I mean, listen, I want to blame Ren Baker for what just happened. Can't blame him. I mean, the guy said in his introductory press conference that, and just look at his background, this is a guy who stays at places. All signs pointed to, and let's be clear, he could have been loyal here if he stayed for 3 seasons. He signed a 5-year contract. If he gets the year 3 before going to the next opportunity for more cash, 3 years in this environment, I'll take it. 1 year, you got sold a false bill of goods. It's, and I wish Darren DeVries, I know, hot take. Do not type this into the X app, but I do wish Darren DeVries the best in his future endeavors. But he's gone, and that stings a lot. But a new coach will be hired, a whole new wave of players to get interested in. You live and you learn, and I'm getting better. How could you not get better at getting attached to guys who are on a coaching staff and a basketball roster at West Virginia University?
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. They got, you can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia, all sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I mean, it's a revolving door. You got to treat it as it's the White Lotus. This is not Lost. This is the White Lotus. Different hotel every season, different characters. It's Fargo. Pick, it's the Twilight Zone. That's probably more... This is more like the Twilight Zone, in that the Twilight Zone was an episode, or like, was a TV show. There was no continuity to my knowledge. I've never seen one episode of the Twilight Show. I Black Mirror. It like, each episode is its own kind of thing, its own story. And that's what West Virginia University basketball is right now. Every season is a different story. We've had 4 chapters in 4 years. So it's the next season of WVU basketball. Would I like it to be more like Lost or Cheers or 60 Minutes? Sure. That'd be dandy. Do I want it to be like the Gail Catlin era? No. Would I like it to be... Would I like some stability? Of course, we all would. This is draining. And when you saw the crowds that came out this season, there is fatigue in the basketball fandom. It is what it is. And you can't build to something. You can't trust, number one, we've been wounded. And then you can't, I'm doing better about not speaking about the future, because look what happened today. You can't just, man, Amani Hansberry, I'm just throwing out an example. I can only talk about what Amani did this season. I can't say, man, when he's a senior, watch out, because he could be, I'm not pointing this at Amani. This is just the name that came to my head. Amani could be at his 4th school in his senior year. So you just gotta shorten the windows, live in the moment, appreciate what's happening. And what happened this season, that was a good season of basketball. You know? I enjoyed that. It had highs and lows, but it was a good, I'd recommend this season of basketball. I would like, hey, I mean, The Wire went 5 seasons. That's not a forever. There's some of those British shows go like 2 seasons, like 12 total episodes. You've watched the whole shebang. I just want something a little. I just want a season 2 with the same characters. And I don't know how you do that. It's hard to do that outside of basketball with hires. Doing that now in this era of everything so fluid, you know, but good teams do it. You go through the solid teams, the teams that are in the tournament that I'm not watching, and you'll see a bunch of stability. You'll see some new faces. You'll see some guys who get there in their first season. But you'll also see guys who have been there a while. So as far as It's so early to figure out who's going to be the next head coach. Baker knows guys. He is a basketball guy. I would like the next guy to not be a real G. I want to hear from the coach. I mean, he doesn't. You don't have to have like a 5-second delay on his press conferences, but I just want more personality, whoever they get. Just a little more. I mean, Darren DeVries, he knows ball. He doesn't know how to interact with humans, it doesn't look like, at a press conference. Never. Here's a question. How many people at the press conferences does he know their names? I felt like, I don't know if when answering a question, if he ever said the person who asked the question's name. And not that that happens all the time, but when you're developing a relationship, and there has to be a relationship between the people that you see every press conference, maybe not. I'm asking this because I didn't have a good feel for it when it was going down. Like, what? Not once? Good question, Mike. Great question, Cody. Well, when you think about it, John, let me correct you on that, Bob. You know, there wasn't any of that. I felt like every time it was, he was meeting the press corps for the first time. And that's fine. It doesn't make him a bad basketball coach, but as far as following the team, a little bit more of a personality would be welcomed. You know, especially in the professional sports, the opposite of the next guy, it kind of ebbs and flows with, all right, this guy was a certain way, he's gone, let's go a different direction. Let's go a different direction on the personality. How about that? But who that's going to be, I mean, Ren's got his Excel spreadsheet. He keeps all that stuff handy. He's a man who is prepared. And with a one-year difference, you know, 1 year has elapsed since he's had to do a search for this job, I'm sure you're not starting from scratch here. Not that he started from scratch last year, but the process took a little while. I'd be shocked if it goes this long again this year. And maybe he's learned from the experience and has people in mind and maybe saw the tea leaves as far as Darren DeVries leaving. That slayed me seeing that picture of Coach DeVries in Charleston for the girls' basketball tournament pictured one row down from Darren DeVries and Tucker DeVries. All three of them looked miserable at a basketball game. But just the idea of, I'm not letting you out of my sight, pal. And so Wren's committed. He's in. And he does know ball. He did not get a bad basketball coach. I'm not picky who's going to be next. I would prefer a little more personality.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
And after we do the camis, the next episode will be the camis, the best of this season. I'll break out my own spreadsheet again, and we'll go through some names. Hopefully somebody's hired by then. And then it could be, this is who I was thinking about. Maybe I don't get to break out the spreadsheet. We'll see how fast this thing moves. I hope it's faster than last year. But I'm staying in the podcast game. I know this affects dozens of people. I enjoy talking into a microphone. And the NCAA, Darren DeVries, 4 coaches in 4 years. I'm back next season. I'm back in the off season. I'm not going to do another hobby. I like this hobby. This is fun. But please do not wish Darren DeVries the best in his future endeavors on the internet. That is a hot take. People are angry and they don't want the guy who left after one season. They do not want to wish him well. I have learned today that he, in fact, does not have to be wished well in his future endeavors. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Thank you for listening. Listen on all the platforms: Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they had 19 wins and they had 13 losses.